This is Ted Kennedy. Working men and women deserve at least minimum health insurance coverage, just as they deserved a minimum wage. In a moment, Bob Dole and I will face off. Bob, it's time to do something about the vast number of Americans who have no health insurance. According to the Census Bureau, 37 million men, women, and children have no insurance coverage at all. The vast majority of the uninsured are not freeloaders, Bob. Three-quarters of them are workers or their dependents. The reason they don't have health insurance is that their employers don't provide it. Individual policies purchased separately by each employee are no answer because the coverage is prohibitively expensive for hard-pressed workers. Since 1938, Congress has required businesses to pay a minimum wage. In 1987, it's time we also required firms to provide coverage for basic hospital and doctor's bills and catastrophic illness. I'm proposing legislation to do just that, Bob. Are you on board, or is this another train you've missed?
Ted, I'm driving the train, so just be patient until the conductor takes your ticket. In 1979, I authored a pioneering bill that addressed catastrophic health care and expanded insurance protection for Americans. And I'm continuing to work on these vital concerns. We have the finest medical care in the world. What I'm looking for is a reasonable, cost-effective way to deliver it to every American. And that's where we have a difference, Ted. You want to force business to pick up the tab or Uncle Sam. Your approach leads to higher taxes or higher unemployment as businesses lay workers off because of skyrocketing costs of health insurance. But I'm ready to work with you, Ted. Let's push for a sensible cure to the health care headache. This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy didn't smile even once during President Reagan's State of the Union address. Tune in on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.